name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
From today's Gospel, Luke chapter 4, verse 32. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. What a contrast between the people of Capernaum who heard Jesus with authority and the people of Nazareth who only heard the boy that they knew growing up in the town. Familiarity breeds contempt, so the saying goes, and that certainly seems to be the case in today's Gospel reading. Jesus has returned home to Nazareth, and he goes to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and all his childhood friends and those who know his parents are there. And as we heard last Sunday, he read from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 61, the prophecy about the Messiah. And then, having read that, he declares that the prophecy has been fulfilled by him, that he is the Messiah. Luke says that firstly, after this, they all spoke well of him. But then they turned. Who does he think he is? They thought. We know him. He's the carpenter's son. Jesus' response is not designed to win any friends. He reminds them that the great prophet Elijah went to a Gentile woman during the great famine and not into Jerusalem, the holy city. And that Elisha didn't cleanse any Jewish lepers, but only the Syrian, Naaman. In other words, no prophet is acceptable in his own country. The home boy does not do good when he returns. Yes, familiarity breeds contempt. Familiarity also breeds complacency. And that was the problem that faced the prophet Jeremiah. In today's first reading, we hear about his call and his reluctance because of his youth. And the Lord says, "Do not be afraid." Wise and necessary words, because he would go on to challenge the king and the government of Israel, for both the king and the country had become complacent about their religion. And eventually conquest and exile would follow, as it seemed to do for the Jews. Familiarity and complacency are words we need to heed as Episcopalian Christians. And with those two words, another related word, repetition. As Episcopalians, we take comfort in the familiar. This familiar church is a great comfort and a place we want to keep returning to Sunday by Sunday to worship. And in the worship, our familiar liturgy is also a great comfort. But more than that, it's a spiritual strength and usually inspiring. Here at All Saints, familiarity does not breed contempt, but it can breed complacency. Repetition certainly can breed complacency. For example, today we have the parish annual meeting. It's the same every year. I certainly like every year, it'll only last 59 minutes, but it's the same, you know, reports, elections, and a general feeling of well-being, and things are going well, apart from perhaps the odd question about the finances. Certainly the rector's report is usually optimistic, but I am never complacent. But we do become complacent in this familiar and repetitive part of our parish life. And our parish life goes on year after year, much like the annual meeting. Except this year I report a rather significant decline in Sunday attendances, the first time in my 7 years as your rector. I am not complacent at all about this, for it is important to put it into context. Firstly, we have declined in the last 12 months, obviously, but since 2002, the Diocese of San Diego has seen a 20% decline in both Sunday attendance and membership. And some of that we are familiar with because friends in other parishes have chosen to leave this diocese and this church. Not only is this in San Diego, but nationally, our church declined by 60,000 Sunday attendances in 2007 and 2008, which is more than the sum of the number of Episcopalians in the state of California. But despite that, at the same time, All Saints San Diego has gone the other direction. We have grown until this past 12 months. And hopefully, I believe, 2009 is just a hiccup for us, for we are a lively parish that keeps growing, and I am optimistic about our life here at All Saints. The fact is, for some time, maybe since the 60s, the church in the West, the English-speaking church, has been losing ground significantly, whilst in Africa, it has made phenomenal gains. In fact, if you look at the Anglican Communion of some 70 million people, the majority live in Africa. Maybe we Western English-speaking Christians have become complacent. I think we have. Maybe our spiritual life as a church has been reduced to repetition. However, repetition is not necessarily bad. Many of you go by habit to familiar places for your holidays and for vacation. Certainly for the holidays, you will probably join other family members in the home of a family member that you've been to before. I go to Walsingham in England every year on pilgrimage, and I never take a camera, for that place is no longer an object to be souvenired or to be captured in a memory. But rather, Walsingham has become part of me and I of it. Perhaps I have become its object rather than the other way around, and you may feel the same way about those places you like to visit, that they are part of you and you are part of them, and they are not an object to be souvenired. This sort of repetition when we go on travels stimulates us and particularly our family relationships, doesn't it? And sometimes we realise God has spoken to us through the familiar, through repetition. And repetition is central to our spiritual life. For example, we never tire of saying the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that Jesus gave us. And we've been saying the same prayer all our lives as a Christian. And sometimes we may in church hurriedly make the sign of the cross or casually bow or genuflect, but not to do so would leave us feeling empty, wouldn't it? It's repetition which sometimes we can be forgetful of. And of course, our Anglican Episcopal liturgy is endless repetition, the same responses, the same music, but it still speaks to us, always speaks to us and helps us to grow more Christ-like, doesn't it? And when you think about it, growth is repetition. When we are children, we eat the same foods, night after night sometimes, because our parents tell us it will help us to grow. And that repetition does help us to grow, even though at the time we may dislike the flavour. And repetition helps us also to grow spiritually. And repetition, of course, is at the heart of the season of Lent. In 2 weeks' time, we'll be preparing for this challenging season, and we will try to make more time for our Lord and to do things extra to help us be more spiritual, to grow spiritually. And most of it will be repetition. We fasted last year. We found time for more services and prayers last year, and we'll do it again. The same old thing. Some of us have been doing it for all our lives. But the same sacrifices and devotions every day for 40 days may be repetition, but it is helpful repetition. For what it does is lift us out of spiritual complacency, throws a spanner in the works, gives us a spring clean. It is unsettling as we are taken out of familiar patterns and do things that perhaps we wouldn't do normally except for the 40 days of Lent. And why do we do these things? Why do we do repetition in prayer and worship and in Lent? Well, the people of Capernaum give us the answer. Because we recognize the authority of Christ and we want to respond. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.